Thank you for downloading this NPL Show podcast. For more information on the Evo Stick League, including upcoming fixtures, league tables, club news, and video highlights, please visit the website www.evostickleague.pitchero.com. Hello and welcome to a brand new show, a show dedicated to the Northern Premier League, all three divisions from the Premier Division to Division 1 North and Division 1 South. Welcome to August's edition of the show. This is a season preview across all three divisions. It was recorded on Wednesday the 14th of August down at the Magnet Inn in Stockport. Guests on the night was the voice of FCUM Radio, Swampy, New Mills manager Roy Sewell, and from the NPL Facebook group, James Hayes. I'm your host, Ben Hughes, and welcome to the show. So, gentlemen, it's probably best that we start with the Premier Division, and let's get straight into it. Favourites for the league this year, who do you reckon? I mean, everyone's thinking it's Fylde, Chorley or FC. What do we think, James?
You've got a couple of teams up there in the Premier this season. It's not going to be as close as last couple of seasons where you've had out-and-out teams in that first 2 weeks. Like last year you had Hensford and Ferriby, and again, Ferriby I thought was a shock team to begin with. So, first couple of weeks going to make it out, other than obvious favourites like Fylde, FC United, Chorley. I think you're going to get one or two shock ones up there. I think one or two of you will disagree with me in a second, but I think Nantwich as well, with some of the signings they made all summer, might have a decent shout of being up there, especially in the playoffs. Other than that, you've got the obvious favourites again. FC United always look strong. I know the pre-season hasn't gone as they wanted to, but if they've compared to last season, they didn't go well either, and they've continued it on. Fylde, same as always, since they came up from the first division off, they've not stopped.
Have they still got that shirt sponsor, by the way, the 2020 for next?
the 2022 is their projection, and quite a number of clubs are doing it, actually, to be honest. They've all got projections. Let's not forget, and by the way, I'm Swampy.
Hi, Swampy.
from FC United. I think a lot of clubs, certainly in the division this year, are going to be very strong. We look at the clubs that have left us, and I hope they are successful in the division above. And I think from an FC perspective, we would always look to be there or thereabouts. Again, it's going to be a difficult season. I fancy a number of teams. I think Chorley this year, they've Gary Flitcroft has bought well, brought some good quality in there, maintained a good quality squad, but a very good goalkeeper in an ex-FC United one in Sam Ashton, who's left Skemmersdale, and actually replacing him at Skemmersdale is another ex-FC United goalkeeper who only for, I think, injury really could have been a success at FC United. And I think for me the team to beat will be Fylde and Chorley. They're the two teams.
Of course, two teams, of course. The thing about the league of the previous years is, like last year, there was two teams who suddenly just ran away with it halfway through the season and started to put results together.
They did, yeah. I mean, North Ferriby were one of those teams, and I think the one benefit North Ferriby had over every other team is that they actually never had a game called off. The link-up with Hull has worked superbly well. My thoughts, and I've made them clear both on an FC radio and also on the Five Live non-league programme. Great family football club, great community football club, and to do what they did is testament to the manager and the squad that they had, because a lot of people believe that they used to utilise the money that was injected into it. They didn't. They continued with the same squad, and all they did was basically they had a great team kind of camaraderie, they worked superbly well, and not having a game called off helped them, because when the rest of us were all struggling to get games in, they just carried on going and going and going. But, you know, I think for me, you mentioned Nantwich, didn't you? Nantwich, again, a lot of players have gone to that club, a number of them from Ashton United. And if you look at the history of Ashton United, certainly over the last 3 or 4 years, they start off very well. They're sort of like titled contenders, and then they tend to drift off. And with the players he's brought in, in personal opinion, I think that they tend to do that. The team for me would be Witton, but I think you've got to look at Buxton. Buxton have got this new association with Sheffield United, you know, so they're going to be bringing in some quality, pretty young players, together with a mix of good quality, sort of like more professional elder statesmen within the non-league game. And I think they're going to be tough. But equally, Ilkeston did a great job last season, rush all Olympics.
Is he just going for the whole league? I'll give you about
6 or 7 there, because it's a league that you can't, you know, the bookies have got FC as second favourites. Yeah. They've got, I mean, Kingsland are there as well. Kingsland will be a very dark horse.
I think so. But Roy, there was a commentary we did a while ago, and there was a team who last season finished 8th, who, it didn't feel right that they finished 8th. And when we commentated together on this game, it was FC United against Charlton in the player semi-finals, and it just seemed fitting because both teams have excellent support, and it just felt like a proper occasion. But Charlton last year underperformed massively.
Yeah, they did. I mean, to be honest, I know Gary very well. I know that he prepares well. He's out regularly because I see him about, you know, when I'm also out having a look at different games and whatever, you know, scouting either players or teams that we're about to play against. They did underperform, and given the fact that, you know, they do have a great fan base there, you know, maybe a few people were disappointed, but, they, you know, at the end of the day, they stood by him. He bounces back. He knows quality now. He's getting to learn the sort of standards that you have to attain on a consistent basis if you're going to actually win something in this division. And I'd go along with some of the things that you know, Swampy's said as regards, you know, my feelings are, I've had a look at Fylde this year, and Dave and Colin have got quite a good squad together.
There's a lot of hype behind Fylde this year. Do you reckon the... I think they're the team who potentially are going to run away with it? Or?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to run away with it. I think there's going to be maybe 3 teams there. And the 3 teams, if I was going to pick, I'd pick Fylde, Charlie, and I'd pick Kings Lynn, because I think Kings Lynn will surprise a few people. If they think they're just going to come up and be Southern Softies, I think they're going to get a little bit of a shock on that one. Because what they have got, they've got a pull of a lot of players from the Greater London area. And believe me, like, you know, there's a lot of quality around there.
Don't you think, though, that it's going to be a problem? They're going to win a lot of home games, given the distances some teams are going to have to travel. But don't you think it's going to work the other way as well, the problem that Blyth Spartans have and Whitby have?
Because they've always been a top semi-professional football club.
So they're
always
used to it.
So, yeah, they will cut their cloth accordingly and do the same arrangements in the same manner.
What do you think, James?
I mean, Kingsland have got a bigger pool to work with this time. I mean, at the end of last season, they had to play, obviously, Skelmersdale in the Division 1 Championship match, as everyone calls it, and they got annihilated 5-6-0 by Skelmersdale. So I think they've had to realise this time, even though they've got the better resources of some of the teams in the league, they have to develop to stay involved. So again, they would have took the best of, say, the Ryman League First Divisions and other pulled the teams together. Obviously, the game must out. I'll add on to my chances later on, but say, at the end of the day, they've got no other clubs realistically to pull against.
I think you're right in that. I mean, Kingsland themselves, they're a reborn club, but it's good to see that, you know, clubs that are a fan zone now that are doing so well. I mean, you know, we can look at fan zone clubs that have left this division and gone further afield. I mean, I know Chester have had a very poor start. They've been beaten home and away in their opening 2 games of the season, and then they're going to have a look at you know, how they can progress. And this year, I think it's for them, it's going to be consolidation in that division, and then maybe in a couple of years' time, a promotion push for the Football League. But Kings Lynn, let's forget, they've also got a very good crowd as well. They've got big numbers there, and they are going to be a tough team. And as Roy said, and you said equally, they prepare in the right way because they're a semi-pro club. They've been around for a long time. So these trips that, you know, a lot of clubs, including ourselves, just because of finances, ordinarily will sell from a Saturday morning. They may well be there on a Friday night, you know. They may well be preparing in a way that makes sure, because they've got ambition. And as has Fylde, as I've FC have, all the clubs that are in the division, they've all got ambition. But sometimes, because you've had something near as damn it as Football League, you want to get there, and you want to get there sometimes very, very quickly. Some people might disagree with the way you do that, but I think Kinsling, you know, it's a great, great proposition, and it'll be a great day out. I mean, you know, travelling all the way down there. Hopefully, you know, the sun will be out and we can have a weekend of it.
Yeah.
And all clubs going down there, you know, it'll be interesting. They've done the homework as well. You know, they'll look. I mean, as we know, in the NPL now, a lot of clubs have television.
Yes.
Highlight packages, so you can have, you know, even if you can't scout as the way you'd want to all the time, you can have a look at those. You can see the danger men. You can pick them out. And football is, even though it's such a huge game, it's quite interesting that you do tend to know a lot of the players that are around. As Roy says, though, they've got one of the benefits is being where they are. They can attract players from a lot of other areas without, because they're at that standard now, without other clubs coming in, because they're lesser clubs perhaps in the division stakes. Saying that, in the Northwest, everyone's going for everyone else. You know, that's one of the problems you've got in the Northwest. Be it in the Premier, be it in the First Division, be it in sort of like Northwest Counties 2 and 1, and it's everyone. You see the players circulating around. You know, what we've seen throughout the last few years is those kind of players coming in, disappearing, coming back, joining another football club.
One team that's always been, I feel it's when we've done radio commentary from Rushall, it's always been said that they're in an area where there's clubs around them taking players, but Rushall always do well considering. What do you think about Rushall? Because Rushall last year just pipped at the post, weren't they, James?
And I mean, I thought Rushall were a bit of a shock package to myself, because if you look at the seasons beforehand, they've always been the ones that have been struggling down there, because again, they might have had players stolen from some Conference North sides, Conference South, again, because we're on the border. So I think last year, I think they just took a hand to it, and the fact, obviously, works that weren't playing at their ground anymore as well, making the most of it. And again, it seemed really like this surprise package in the Premier last season as well. It's one of two other teams, definitely.
And they shifted that tag of just getting 1-0 wins all the time last season, well, certainly.
You look at Rushall, and I was impressed with them, because they again are... have probably the lowest budget within division. You know that's pretty. I think that's pretty concrete in that respect. And they cut the cloth accordingly, and they brought in some good players. They've got a tough back four, a hard-working midfield, and they had loads of pace up front. And they made other teams struggled against them. You know, that was a good thing about them. And they were there on merit. You know, people were talking about, and I mean, I know we were there a year before that, and the game was, you know. You know, you had a sore neck. That's the way it was played. Well, let's not forget, I mean, we have this love affair with Wimbledon, and quite rightly, but Wimbledon didn't play pretty football to get to the Premiership. They played the Football League, and then they played a style of football, got there, and you can afford them to play good football.
Adapting to the situations and the conditions that you find yourself in.
Of course, and at Rushall, you know, we played against a couple of years ago, and the weather was awful, but we didn't. I mean, we played them again this season, and, you know, the game again was a tough game.
It was a tough game,
You know, there's plenty of teams like Rushall around. There's plenty of teams like, you know, Matlock and Buxton, because Buxton will, you know, Buxton, Ilkeston.
We'll get to Buxton.
Ilkeston.
I promise you. They're in a bracket all in their own.
Ilkeston this season, I tell you, they have got a very good manager. An ex-Northern Irish, North of Ireland international.
Yes.
Who, I don't know if you remember last season, I went to the lavatory and he was sat there akimbo on the throne with the door open on his mobile phone. It wasn't a sign that I wanted to see, and he probably didn't want to be reminded of it. But he'll be listening.
There's one team that
did he have his aerial up?
There's one team, Roy, we've not mentioned from last year's playoffs. Yeah. Probably Swampy did mention it in his long list of 22 clubs that might win the league.
There's 24 this year.
Yeah, I know that. Witton Albion.
Yeah.
Now, Witton Albion, obviously, there's been a bit of controversy off the pitch, which might have overshadowed pre-season a bit, but they've got to be up there as well as perhaps pushing for playoffs, certainly.
Well, I've written a couple of teams down, you know, that I feel, you know, will be there. I've written, obviously, Fylde, you know, because of the financial clout they've got, but also, you know, it's not only that. I mean, it's about the players that you select to actually come and play for you, you know, and earn that sort of corn. Chorley.
Yeah.
I've put here Kings Lynn. And Witton Albion as my fourth choice. I would say Rushall Olympic, as Swampy said, but I'm wondering whether or not he was looking over my shoulder at my list, to be honest.
Have you got Buxton there as well?
I have got Buxton there, yeah. And Buxton, the reason why I say Buxton is I've watched some of the signings that he's actually made. And last year, I actually came to a Stockport branch meeting right at the start of the season. I was asked, and actually, if you can remember, said, I like a lot of the signings that the North Ferriby manager has been making, and it wouldn't surprise me that they will be in and about. Now, there was one other team that sort of impressed me with some of their signings, but I tend to look at what, you know, the type of football they play, and the neck brace comes in into my mind straight away, you know, and these actually switched allegiances, that particular manager, to another team. I should imagine that that team will...
Are you speaking cryptically here?
I am, yeah.
All over. I'm trying to work
it out. It's like an episode of Elementary. got Sherlock coming in, Elementary, yeah. So we can undecipher that.
All I'm saying is that maybe the team that he's now joined as a manager will need those same neck braces, regardless of how good a players he actually puts on the field to play.
Oh, I know what he's on about now. Yeah, I understand it, yeah.
Anyway, I've got four teams with question marks next to them, which we'll mention in part two. But there's one team, for legal reasons, me, Swampy and Roy aren't going to mention because we're a bit biased. But FC James, from an outsider's perspective.
Obviously, FC have always been up there, but again, last two pre-seasons, you can't just look up before that as well. You can't really look at the form off that, but every now and again, I said this about Lancaster a couple of seasons ago and Skem, where they'd been pushed in the first division, they were pushing out and out, and it's like, where were the resources coming from? You can't go like 5-6 years battering it, spending the money. Obviously, I don't know what the situation was with FC, but every now and again I think some teams just need to take a step back, except obviously a top 10 position rather than pushing for promotion, and then just rebuild. I think this time FC need to think about something like that, because it's just a case of...
Swampy's going to get...
Oh, there we go.
No,
finish your thought,
right. It's just a case of, I think, arrest is sometimes better than just going across. Again, I know a lot of the fans from other clubs are absolutely screaming at me now because of obvious reasons, but that's the only thing FC need. I think a good rest for one season, and then next season go out and out, because again, although you might have the likes of Darlington and Scarborough next season, the number of fans you'll get compared to Darlington's as well, you're going to be up there support wise, you're going to have the resources, you're going to have a good, better look into the league, and at the end of the day, it could pay out dividends. And you...
I don't know about you, Swampy, but I'm fed up of playoff finals. I think they're overrated.
Well, I think you make a number of interesting points there. From an FC perspective and having my FC cap on, then yeah, three seasons running in playoff finals, and we go back to the first one against
Colwyn Bay,
and that was a game that we should have won, and we were the better team on the day, and just didn't go our way. The last two, we haven't been the better of the two teams. But going back to where you have it financially, we aren't the worst team off. We're not the best team off. We're probably mid-table, I would have thought, in this division now when it comes to finances. Players that have come in, from a personal perspective, are they better than the players that have been released or have left off their own accord? Again, only time will tell. We've had a pre-season where we've actually lost six games, and I know the manager, Carl, has been impressed with the overall attitude and the performance. Against Stockport County, I thought we'd be the better team, certainly for the first 45 minutes. Second half, we changed it around completely, which again showed up the frailties of the rest of the squad, as far as I'm concerned. But equally, on Saturday of last week, we played Stellenbosch Celtic, and we were deservedly won the game. We were first 20 minutes a little bit tentative, and we came out and did well. Second half, we scored the first two goals in the first half. Second half, good performance. I would expect FC have to be up there. I would expect FC United to be up there. And I don't think there's ever a time to have a rest. I think you always have to progress and progress and progress. Unless you are in a situation where the club is in dire straits financially, or there's a whole other issues there, so you have to do so. But I think FC United this season have to go out all guns blazing to win the division. If they don't, I mean, it's not, they've been, I mean, 8 years in existence, so again, you know, people forget that. I mean, your great club has been around for, you know, 60 odd years. There's other clubs been around for 100 odd years that have never got any further than this division, so it will be very interesting. But again, I don't put them in the top one or two this season, yeah, at this moment in time, yeah, but that might change.
Let's wrap up this first part of the show, but with one word answers, gentlemen. Who is going to win the Premier Division this year? Roy, you first. One word. Unless, of course, they've got a Town or AFC.
Very good. He's not bad. He's
nice, Pat. Good. Yeah, I think he's done this before.
Once or twice.
I think File Charlie. You said one word. You said one word that I didn't put a space in between them.
What, do you reckon 90 points each and Charlie beating FC in the final? That's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Swamper, one word. One team only.
Charlie.
And James, without the suspense, if you will.
Filed.
Filed. So technically, 1.5 for Charlie and 1.5 for Filed.
No, I'll say no. File Charlie.
What about you?
2-2.
What about me?
Well, you're part parcel of this, so I mean, you can have your own
personal
thoughts.
Personally, I think.
No, one word. One yeah, thought. That's right. What you said.
Go okay.
I've got a funny feeling it's going to be a team we don't.
Come on then.
I've got a funny. Well, I don't know what about all the other clubs.
Wishy washy red rule. Sitting on the fence. Where's the house mark?
I just go back to North Ferriby, and no one tipped North Ferriby to win the league other than Roy Sewell. I don't know. Charla.
Well, you could have been controversial there and got completely successful. Like,
well,
Drosden. You could have said Drosden.
You know, I like Buxton, but you know,
that's where you take your wife on holiday.
I know, it's true. Anyway, that's the
Buxton and Matlock. Normally, about 2 weeks after he just played there. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Anyway, that's the end for part one of this brand new NPL show. We trust you're enjoying it so far. This is going to be, you can comment on the show and what the panel have said on Twitter at the NPL group, and of course on the NPL fans page on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL, although James does assure me that they're going to come
that's quite snappy.
There will be a small one coming.
A snappy website address, yes.
And I keep telling you, it's just slash, not forward slash.
And that's in the part one. We'll be back in part two very shortly. In part two. In a couple of minutes with part two.
That's brilliant. Yeah,
thanks everyone. Cheers, lads.
For all the latest news, match information and video highlights, please visit the Evo Stick League website at www.evostickleague.pitchero.com.
So, part two. Just a reminder, you're listening to the NPL show, show number one, which is a season preview. I'm joined by Swampy from FCUM Radio, manager at New Mills, Roy Sewell, and James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. Gentlemen, on...
And a Radcliffe Borough fan.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And a Radcliffe Borough fan.
In fact, he's more Radcliffe Borough fan than he is NPL group, although he's now 50-50.
Of course, we'll get to Radcliffe in the third part of the show when we discuss Division 1 North and South.
Yes.
Because we've got Roy Sewell here, we might as well make
grass
Eastern.
Pitches yeah. That you can't play on. If you're a Spanish giant or Belgian giant.
Or an Alpine skier, of course. So let's discuss on the league table. I have 5 teams with question marks against the names, because like last year I can't really make head or tail of them and make a prediction about them, and I was just wondering, gentlemen, if you could. These 5 teams are Buxton, Ashton United, Marine, Ilkeston and Nantwich Town. They're always teams and clubs who kind of promise much but always just go a bit too... I mean, like Marine's a classic example. They always are in the playoffs all the way up till Christmas and then suddenly
fall off.
What do you reckon this year, Ryan, with those teams?
I think they will be thereabouts, Marine, because obviously traditionally they are always a strong team, you know, early doors. They don't ever seem to be able to sustain, you know, that early promise. Whether or not the new guy that comes in, you know, organises his squad in a way that he wishes to do it, you know, gains a little bit more fruition as regards getting up into the playoffs positions, another thing. But I look at the likes of Ashton United, no, I can't see them. I'll be dead straight being up there.
I think last year was their time, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
because
they were gonna
I felt that the quality of some of the players that he had at Ashton United last year were unbelievable. You know, we're talking like the likes of Tom Baker and Matty Barlow. You know, these are good lads, like, you know what I mean? I really rated this squad. But there again, they fell away, you know. So, we're talking about Nantwich. Nantwich could promise early doors, but again, I think they'll fall away. I think the teams that the ones that you've mentioned there, my feelings are for the dark horse, Buxton. I know Martin McIntosh, you know, quite well. from his time at Rotherham United, and I actually went scouting him when he played for Hamilton Academicals when I was at Crewe. I went looking at the centre-forward there, yeah. And I went and watched the centre-forward then and came away with the centre-half because I thought he was absolute quality. And about 3 weeks later, I think Stockport County signed him for 160k. But I think Martin's shrewd. Martin knows what he needs. He's shifted a couple of players out and he's brought a couple of quality players in. Now, might not be big names, but they're quite big on quality.
If you remember the books inside of last season, it was only up until about February that they faded away, but at that point they were well into the playoffs, weren't they?
And it was that, yeah, that's true. And it was an FC game actually that halted their promotion push, really. I think the teams in and around Marine have got a great history, great FA Cup history. A club that is has been around a long, long time, and you can never discount a team from Liverpool, because one thing you'll find is that they have the bite, the tenacity, and they will bring quality. We played them last season, we beat them very convincingly, and that helped our promotion push. I think Ilkeston, I think if you look at the manager there, you look at the setup there, they've obviously had problems in the past. Last season we played them and I thought they were absolutely terrific. And I also believe that he's a kind of manager that'll bring quality in, more quality. He certainly believes in youth, and he'll mix and match, and I think they're really going to be a strong contender. You've also mentioned the likes of...
I just rubber stamp that, if I may, please, Swampy. You know, the fact is, like, it's run by SR Education. You know, they actually run a lot of academic satellite centres around,
yeah,
and that's a big part of it. That, I mean, that's their focal point. That's where they actually operate it all from, you know, from Ilkeston, and that's the foundation that he's working off. There is tremendous, and like you say, with his experience as well and his coaching experience, you know, at a decent level, at pro level and Northern Ireland level, you know, as a player, I think they could be a dark horse as well. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. I have to be sorry about it, because I mean, you're just echoing obviously what I already know.
Yes,
this is fantastic. Rubber stamp for me. But you mentioned the other clubs that you mentioned.
Well,
there,
I mentioned Aston United, but I think that's just because last year they had a lot of promise to begin with.
Traditionally, Aston have always, certainly last year, and I'll echo what Roy said, they had a great squad last year. I mean, Tom Baker, for me, anything that's Tom Baker in there, and he's an ex-Aston player, and people are a bit sceptical, why has he gone back to Aston United? Because obviously he did really well at Halifax. He's gone back to his own club. He's now moved on, and he's with Chorley. And that's one of the reasons why you would suggest they're good. We talked about in part one. But they've lost a big slice of their squad, so it's for me this season for them, it's a new season for them. Ben Deegan obviously is still there, but he's recuperating from a long, long injury, and I can't really see them doing a great deal. Nantwich Town have taken a lot of the Nantwich players across.
Nantwich Town have taken a lot of the Nantwich players.
Yeah, is that what I said?
Yes, that is.
Sorry,
what you said.
Well, see, when you're in this ale house, when you're in the Magnet,
the Magnet Inn, yes,
a number of these fine ales start to play havoc with your brain. No, I mean, Aston lads, including the manager, have gone over to Nantwich Town, and Nantwich have got a long plan, a 5-year plan, and I think for them this year again it will be stability. They'd be there. I would say they'll finish in the top 10. So really, out of all those, Buxton are for me the team, because they've got this link up as well, equally with Sheffield United. So they can bring in maybe young kids that are younger players from the reserves and so on and so forth that can make a big impact. At Silverland, sorry. But Ilkeston, again, I just like the way they play football, and he's got a good work ethic.
Now, James, the only reason why I've got Nantwich ticked down, actually, because I wasn't going to mention Nantwich, really.
You blame someone else?
I'm going to blame James for it.
Oh, well, fair enough. He's a Ratcliffe fan.
You sold Nantwich to me of why you think that potentially they could be pushing this year for playoffs.
It's mainly because, obviously, Danny Johnson's moved to there. He's stuck quite a few of the better players from the First Division North, obviously taking Ratcliffe Borough's best midfielder, Matt Jones. He was a fan's favourite as well, and up to a certain point last year, was not, no offence to you, Matt, but it was just a case of you were going to stay with us. But it's a fantastic move for him. I can see Matt was one of them who's really, really pushing for the league, and the better players from Ashton have gone across. We played Ashton United in a friendly 2 weeks ago, and it didn't seem like they weren't the best of sides. Oh, they beat us 3-0. It wasn't a convincing 3-0. It was more like goalkeeping errors that have really stopped us from pushing forward. But yeah, Danny Johnson's known for, he's honest with fans on like Facebook and Twitter. He'll tell you where they're right and where they're wrong. Nantwich, again, in an area that has not really got much of a player pull, but they've got the resources available to get it across. They've got the fans available, especially with...
I'd like to check that if that's okay. So I do believe that Nantwich have a great opportunity to bring players in, because obviously the affiliation they've had for many years with Crew Alexandra. You know, if you look at the chairman of the club, he was... he's been there, Jackson, for many years.
They've had that Crew Alexandra title for a while.
Well, I mean, Steve Davis is the manager. Steve Davis is the manager of Crew Alexandra, and we interviewed him about 4 years ago for FC United in their own ground, and that affiliation hopefully can continue, because you know, Steve Davis has done a fantastic job at Crew. It's a very local club to them. The affiliation's been there for many a year, and hopefully Danny will continue to do so. But I think he's got a great opportunity. I mean, it's a 5-year plan. There were 6 or 7 managers interviewed for the job. They've obviously looked at what his potential
is. Nice
stadium
as well.
Great ground. Yeah, great facilities, superb, great ground. The youth coaching system, they're all down at St George's earlier in the year as ambassadors, you know, which is interesting, because their youth team, the under-18s team, finished bottom of the league 2 years running. But they coach the lads in the right manner, and it's a great place. The hospitality is superb, but I think it will be a tall order for them to finish in the top six. But you might be right that he's got quality there.
Let's discuss the teams who we don't think are going to be thereabouts. Unless,
that's a
cruel, of course,
thing to do.
Well, I'm going to pitch it like this.
So basically,
well,
what you're saying is that these listeners, yes, and fans of these groups, I'm going to listen to us, because we're already oh they'll listen to us in the knowledge that they're going to go up and up and up, and then turn around.
This is
going to
be a monthly show, and if their club somehow, in our opinion, somehow turns it round
and proves us wrong.
They'll happily listen to us,
and just
to go, look at you.
It's all a matter of opinions, and at the end of the day, you know, you can't fault a domestic fan from supporting his own club with as much heart and endeavour as what he
and
can.
And I've
just
been told, apparently, because we're doing this on a Wednesday night, that Scotland are winning 5-0 against England.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Okay,
and
so,
quite frankly, I don't really care.
I just saw that.
In case you're wondering what the background noise is, we're recording this at the Magnet Inn in Stockport, and everyone's having a lovely evening. But let's go to the teams that we don't think are going to have a lovely season. Now, this year, 4 teams are going to get relegated, James, unlike last year, which was 2. What do you reckon then? Because Grantham Town, I've got Grantham Town on my list here, and teams like Frickley, Stocksbridge. What do you think?
Well, I can't. I was saying Rocklesborough fan with Grantham as well. I can't really say anything because we relegated them a couple of seasons ago. But I think the struggle is going to continue from last season with Grantham. It just don't look like strengthening up at all. Same with Stocksbridge. I think Stocksbridge and Frickley, the last couple of seasons, they've all, as much as they've fought against it, there's been, the only reason they've stayed up effectively is like teams like Eastwood, only struggling sides have gone down, Mickleover, another one. Another team we can see struggling, I hate to say it because I thought they were especially the shock package of last year in the first division, Trafford. I can't see them. They've got a great fan base, and some of their fans are the best the best in the league. But at the end of the day, it's hard to see them compete. They've not got that much pull, especially with another club literally 2 minutes down the road. Yeah. If they're successful, you never know what's going to happen.
Last season, relegation was pretty much sorted a few games towards the end of the season. This year, with 4 teams going down as opposed to 2, it's got the potential to get quite messy down there, hasn't it, Swamper?
Very much so, yeah. And, you know, Kendall Town went down last season. Stocksbridge were there or thereabouts for a lot of it. It's going to be with 4 teams, and you know, it's a shame, really. You've got 4 teams going down, but one still only going up. You know, for me, it's a travesty. The league needs to, for me, if you go into a 24-tier system, the 2 top teams go up, and then you have a playoff for the third spot. But it's not happening, and there's four teams going down. Just having a look, because you know the beauty of having this in front of me now, which is all the teams in there. I would suggest a team that are going to struggle this season are Frickley, a club.
We love Frickley.
It's got one of the most fantastic old stands. It's an old mining village. Wonderful people. But I think they've lost some good quality players. The likes of Muldoon and a few others have disappeared there. I think they're going to struggle. Stocksbridge, it all depends on how they start their season off, really, because they could well be a team that will find it difficult. Blyth Spartans, they finished poorly last season. And again, the travelling... The finances may be a problem in regards to be able to compete, and also I tend to agree with Trafford themselves. Like, I was lucky enough to watch them a couple of times last season, watch them in the playoff semi-finals against Roy's New Mills, and on the day there was very little between the two teams. I know Roy always think that his team were probably good enough on the day. I think 13 games in about 4 or 5 weeks really killed it.
Nine games in 13 days
was tough. But what they have got, they've got an absolutely terrific centre half, and he is absolutely superb. He's an ex-FC United youth team player, and you know, if they've kept some of that team and they've maybe added a few more, they are still going to struggle, and I agree with you. They will. I think they will struggle. So I think I've given you four there.
You have. Sure. You've given me more than four. Again, it's pretty much half the league.
No, I haven't given you half the league there. I think you'll find I've given you three.
You've probably mentioned four. New Mills more than you did any other club as well. Speaking of New Mills, Roy, you're here. There's a couple of sides that you're very aware of. Obviously, Trafford has been mentioned, but also Skelmersdale. We've not really mentioned Skem.
No.
How are they going to cope as champions of Division 1 North?
I think Tommy Lawson, you know, he's quite a shrewd manager. He knows good players, he knows where they are. I don't believe that they will struggle personally, but what I do believe is that I think maybe only one team, and I wouldn't like to say who that team is, but one team will get cut off from the others.
Yes.
And then I feel personally that maybe 10 teams up to the halfway point will only have maybe 3 points spread amongst them, and I think that's how tight it's going to be.
And you know what, that's pretty much the mirror image of last season, because it was Eastwood, wasn't it, who got cut off pretty early doors. And then for a long time it was Kendall, Stocksbridge. Frickley, they were all there or thereabouts. And then quickly it became apparent in April that it was going to be Kendall.
I mean, Grantham might well struggle again. We don't know, do we?
But it's down to finances, isn't it, you know? But again, I mean, at the end of the day, you cut your cloth accordingly, off you go, and you go and get your players as much as you can, as long as you're honest with them. You know,
with regards to the new teams, right, just quickly, we've obviously mentioned Kingsley, Skelmersdale and Trafford now, but there's a couple of other new sides in the league. It's 24 teams this year, obviously. One team making the switch from Southern to North is Barwell. Do you know much about Barwell?
Barwell are a pretty solid team. They're what I would call a typical Midlands team. They're big lads, they get the ball forward, they squeeze play, and you know, make the most of what they can do with the players that they've got. They'll be a thorn in people's sides. They'll be hard to beat, and you'll have to wear your heart on your sleeve when you play against them. But like I say, I'm just going back to that point. I really believe that the relegation spots, four positions going down, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, you've got to be talking 3 points splitting.
It's a type of
10
teams.
Or 11 teams, yeah.
It's a type of season you have to start well. You can't be on catch-up, you know. With four teams going down, you have to be. And let's not forget,
that's what Eastwood's
failing. Let's not forget, 2010, FC United, and I'm going back to FC United here, but 2010...
Second from bottom.
We were second from bottom.
Yeah, we were.
You know, and then that huge run. But with 40, you can't afford to be in and around it from the beginning.
People seem to forget as well with Barwell, they actually won the Division 1 South a couple of seasons ago as well. The only reason they didn't go into the Premier, obviously, borderlines. So they've already got a feel of what to expect in this division. It's just how are they going to interact straight away. Skelmersdale coming back to him as well. Tommy Lawson isn't an idiot. He really isn't. He'll know straight away where he needs to strengthen. But he's one of the managers as well that likes to give second chances to players.
Yeah.
And they've always proven to do the point.
Well, they've just lost, a very good goalkeeper in Sam Ashton. And he's replaced with quality in Zach Hippert.
Yeah.
You know, so he's replacing like for like. He's bringing quality in there. The pitch is, as we know, it's been voted for a number of years.
Yeah,
one of the best pitches to go on.
Yeah.
Big and flat, yeah.
It is.
And... You know, it's
a weird ground, though, isn't it? Scalesdale.
It is, yeah. But we've always had. It's just the roundabounts.
it's just a roundabout.
You know, I'm expecting at some stage they're actually to position the ground on a roundabout.
There's one there big enough to take about four fields.
It's the size of the ground, isn't it? It's the big. You keep going round it.
Yeah, and you never stop.
And just two more to mention. Stamford, obviously, FC got knocked out of the FA Trophy, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah, which
is fun.
Well, Stamford themselves acquitted themselves superbly on the day. It's a nice place to visit. It's a tight ground.
Lovely.
It's got churches. There's about three or four churches. For any atheists listening, I apologise. or agnostic, whatever. You got a slope going down. They're some decent players on the day, and FC didn't quit themselves. Any team that thinks they can go there and get a result, do not fall into the FC trap, because they will be a force, I think.
And lastly for you, right?
Yeah.
Because you're Mr. Non-League. Drolsden.
Yeah.
What's happened there? They're in our league now. I always used to think, you know, Drolsden were like...
Well,
I was going to say similar to Alte, but
as an ex-manager of Drolsden,
I know, that's why I'm asking him.
Yeah, well, Drolsden, I mean, nobody seems to be pipping them. I mean, David Pace, the chairman, come manager, come whatever else. You know, he's always backed his big talk with his pocket, and I wouldn't doubt anything else other than him to do that once again. At the end of the day, whether or not they're good enough is another thing. I personally don't believe they will be. I personally believe that they'll be in mid-table-ish. If you prove me wrong, then by all means you'll get on and do so. But I just go back to that same thing. I feel that there's going to be a lot of teams within a 3-point space.
Do you reckon it's going to be a surprise in this?
Well, I'm just thinking do you not think that may well suit Drolsden? No one's talking about them. No one's even considered them, and therefore that might suit. Because Dave's a big character. We all know that. You know, he's a larger than life character. He's Marmite for a lot of football fans and people in the game. But he might suit him magnificently. That no one's talking about them. Nothing's expected, and he can just do his job slowly but surely.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, I know there's been an injection he's had to put in there because the club. Been very
He'll
on the brink.
He'll put his money where his mouth is. He will do, because that's the sort of person he is.
So that they may well be. They
How
may
many
well
dark horses are in these leagues?
Well, that's the beauty of this division.
That's amazing.
Well, this is not league football. You see, if we were talking about the Premiership now, this program would have been over.
Yes.
45 minutes ago, we've already been going for 20.
I know.
You know, that's
well,
that's
a bit longer than that.
That's the difference. So, well, yeah, but that's the difference, you see, and that's the beauty of non-league football, because you can never quite predict, because we don't know. Of all the players that have come in, we don't know what managers are doing or how they've done it. So, you know,
let's just go around the table for a quick question, a quick answer. Hopefully, this is like we kind of know who are going to be struggling, but I'd like to know if there's anyone who would surprise you. Actually, not surprise you if they got relegated. Who would it would be a surprise to them? James, you first.
Oh,
if you know what that means.
A surprise to me if they got relegated. I'm going to say this, Matlock. I don't see him being. Complete contenders, but I don't see him being down there. But again, they've had that bit of attitude where in the first 6 weeks, if things aren't going well,
yes,
that's their season.
So you understand the question, right? This is a team who you're not saying they're going to get relegated, but
they could find themselves in the mix.
Yes,
I don't believe it'd be Matlock. I know Mark quite well. Mark again does his own work very well. They struggled last year basically through accumulation of a lot of injuries.
Yes, they did, yes.
And I don't believe that'll happen again. Mark will have them knocking on the door. They could be a possible dark horse.
Don't say dark horse again.
They could be a dark horse for the playoffs, because Mark does have them well organised, and he does know a good player.
I love this show already. One person's saying that there's potential dark horses for relegation and another one for the playoffs.
If I look at one, I've got to look at Stocksbridge Steel.
I don't think they're a dark horse relegation.
Well, they are and they're not.
Yeah.
They are, and they're not, because they have a decent association with Sheffield Wednesday. You know, Sheffield Wednesday's...
But they're always there and thereabouts. It wouldn't be a surprise if they got relegated.
No, they have a decent pull on players.
And, well, and the Wadesville is... Week. Friday night, first MPL game against Drolsden. So again, you know, that'll tell a few, because this time last season they played on the Friday, didn't they, as well, and they got beat 5-4 by Chorley.
I just believe that
the opening game of the season,
I think Grantham will be the one that gets cut off. That's my personal opinion.
They're the Eastwood of this year, you reckon?
Whether or not that works out that way, and I hope, you know, what I say gives them a little bit of impetus to prove me wrong, because I don't like seeing teams.
Listening, to be honest.
Come back in September.
Well, I don't like seeing teams, you know, struggle, whether they're, you know, good, bad, or indifferent. But I just feel that Stocksbridge, I think, are a fairly average Premier side, and I'd be surprised if they went down. But with four going down, I definitely feel that they have to be one of the candidates.
And from you, briefly, Swamper.
No.
Who is the? I don't think you understood the question. Who is the team who certainly don't look like relegation candidates who might get pulled in? Because I agree with Roy on this.
Pulled in or pulled off?
Pulled in.
All right. Fair enough.
I agree with Roy with this, that there's a potential for at least a fair few teams to be a couple of points off relegation who possibly didn't think they would be.
Whitby Town. Yeah.
And on that note, that's the end of part two. When we get back for part three here live, recorded live at the Magnet Inn in Stockport, we'll be bringing you the preview for Divisions 1 in North and South. For all the latest news, match information and video highlights, please visit the Evo Stick League website at www.evostickleague.pitchero.com. Welcome back to part three of the MPL show. We're here recording live at the Magnet Inn in Stockport. I'm joined by FCM Radio and the non-league show, Swamper, as of next year. This season. It's exciting times.
Starts on Saturday.
Oh, I knew I should have become your agent when I had the chance. We're joined by James Hayes from the MPL group on Facebook and manager of New Mills, Roy Sewell. Welcome to you all.
Good evening.
Welcome back to the show. We're recording this, obviously, but we want your interactions as we go on through the month. You can do that a number of ways. My favourite way is, of course, Twitter, and that will be at the MPL group. But there's also a Facebook page as well. That's at facebook.com/groups/the MPL/.
No texting or phone calls.
But James has been in touch on Facebook and Twitter tonight as we're recording this for your predictions at home, dear listener, about how you think your club's going to do. And James, you've got some correspondence.
Yes, I have. First comment is from Richard Scott, who's a Chorley fan, saying they're definitely going to finish in the top three and hopefully end up as champions. Very much so. John Clegg, FC United fan, they should be more about balancing the playoffs, so pretty much got. Rest of the comments pretty much going on about what we touched on before. Adam Devlin, another FC United fan, they've lost a couple of key players, but the aim again is the playoffs and hopefully avoid another playoff final defeat. Alex McKenna, Alex McKenna, a Buxton fan, obviously we touched on about them being dark horses. They're definitely for the top 10, hopefully might not make the playoffs, but just pushing out, that's it. And Jamie Smith, a Kingsland fan, saying they will finish in sixth place overall.
Definitely sixth place. That's beautiful, that, mate.
I bet he's got about £20 on that. I mean, gutted. They win the league, gutted.
But this show is being recorded monthly as it is, but we're hopeful that as we get a bit of momentum behind it, we might even think about doing it fortnightly towards the end of the season. But do keep in touch with the MPL group on Twitter and Facebook and continue chatting about how your team's going to do. Like, we may pretend to be experts. In fact, no, we're saying we are experts, aren't we? But you can prove us wrong as the months go on.
I think it'll prove itself that the experts are the fans out there, and we're merely a vessel through which their comments will be told.
I like the term conduit.
Do you?
Yeah, it's my term.
The word courgette, but you know, it's not part of football, is it?
We've got Roy here, obviously. Roy is going to be a permanent panellist on this show. It's now time to turn our attentions to Division 1 North and South. We've neglected them heavily throughout this show, and it's now time to readdress that. I've got, obviously, New Mills finished third last year, Roy.
Yeah.
And you're very unlucky. And like you say, the fixtures caught with you, really, didn't they?
Well, they did, I mean, but at the end of the day, I think
Swampy it on a little a pointer there. North Ferriby had a continuous run and they kept the momentum going. We kept our momentum going for short spells, then got hit by the weather. Then we went again, then we got hit by the weather. And really, the team that kept it going in our division last year was Skelmersdale, because they ran up quite a few games, and with the games they also ran the points up, and obviously a continuous and consistent performance to gain those points. So, you know, we were in there. We did our stuff, and you know, at the end of the day, we got to the playoff finals.
And do you think you're going to be there or thereabouts this year?
I don't run football teams for charity, you know. I do them for trophies and accolades, you know, for the club and for the players themselves.
That's excellent. That. We've got James here as well. James, your hidden pleasure is Radcliffe Borough. Obviously.
Sadly.
Radcliffe Borough aren't on my list of potential champions and playoff contenders this year. What do you think?
I'll comment you on that. It's just like, I can't. As much as we've had a decent pre-season, I mean, we've only won one, which was away at Turton, who were in the Lancashire League. But our pre-season consisted of teams like Huddersfield Town, Man City. I think it's the first time we've not even played FC United in a pre-season for donkey's years. And we've had a complete overhaul of the team. We've gone from basically having the same old players. Obviously Mark Jones left, but we got rid of players like Ben Wharton, Nick Culkin's joined, Norwich Victoria. I think we've only got three or four players left from last season and brought a lot more youth into the team. I think it's shown a lot more confidence, especially with the fans as well. I'm talking to fans left, right, centre. We're thinking more positively. I don't think there's no way we'll win the league. I'm going to say that now. Championship wise, it's Darlington, Country Mile, out of the post. We're not going to see them. But playoff wise, depends how our first couple of weeks gone. I mean, if we win on Saturday, it'll be the first time in 20 years we've won a opening game and the best opportunity against Wakefield. And then we've got 2 days later, we've got Curzon Ashton away, which again, we don't usually do well with, but hopefully we'll continue in fashion after taking 6 points off from last season.
I mean, Curzon are one of them teams, Swampy, that, I mean, we've got some nice romantic memories of Curzon. Last year they finished seventh. Do you reckon they're going to be in it this year or thereabouts?
I think certainly Curzon have always proven themselves year in, year. Always players have actually gone on from Curzon and done well.
Yes.
At higher levels. So they've always been able to manage to bring in good quality as well. So I think they'll be there or thereabouts.
Not to create an incident with Northwich, but Northwich have been transferred from the south to the north. They're in this league. Division 1 North this year is looking pretty feisty.
Northwich themselves are going to be a difficult team to beat. They've brought some good quality in. If it's sustainable, it's sustainable. If it's not, it's not. I think they're going to be a tough team. New Mills changed the entire squad. I think personnel from last season, the vast majority of them have moved on elsewhere, and he's brought in a brand new squad. But I would still envisage a Roy Sewell team to be right up there. I watched them against Crewe Alexandra only a week and a half ago. They were 2-0 up, they got beat 3-2. They had to bring on an ex-Premiership footballer, of which was the difference. But equally, everyone in that game had played, with the exception of two, had played in the first team for Crewe Alexandra. But I think I think New Mills are going to be there or thereabouts. I think Darlington. I think there's so much expectation.
You're ruining my elephant in the room question towards the end about Darlington.
Well, there's so much on Darlington. Mm. There's so much pressure on Darlington to do well. They could struggle.
I mean, a lot of people saying they're going to run away with it.
Well. I think they're going
to... There's a lot of teams in this division are going to say to the country, and not only verbally, but work-wise.
Yeah. And actually, Roy, I was going to pitch the next question to you, funnily enough. It's a team we've not mentioned yet, which is Camel Laird. Mm. And big game on the 24th. Camel Laird against New Mills, right off the bat, boom. Is that a big game? Obviously, every game New Mills plays is a big game.
It is a big game, you know, and... you know, the manager Sully, you know, he's capable, he knows the level. It'll be Hell of a season this season. I envisage maybe chopping and changing at the top of possibly 3-4 teams. I think it'll be very tight from the middle of the division upwards. Again, you know, very similar to what I was saying about the relegation scenario.
And what is your views on Darlington? What do you? I mean, they're a long way away for you to fully assess their team.
Yeah.
But
you know, Darlington, I think people are sort of looking at them as an ex-league team. You know, at the end of the day, they've come through the ranks again, up the pyramid, and they're in our division. They've earned the right to play in our division. Whether or not they earn the right to actually go on to the next division, but this season's going to tell, and we won't be laying down for them anyway, put it that way.
And one team, which we should mention, former Premier League side, a Premier Division side, I should say, Kendall Town. Obviously, we know about the troubles with Kendall Town last year with the bar and that kind of thing. What do you reckon, James, with them? Bounce back material? Or?
I've got a huge question mark over Kendall at the moment. I've not seen them play at the moment since we played them about 5-6 years ago in the Premier League. All I hear is like question marks regards to how they are playing and how they're not. Until we play them ourselves, I couldn't really sell you. They look like a team that could bounce back, but it all depends on the financial situation there. If they don't look like they're going to push in the first couple of weeks of the season, they are going to struggle.
You've got romantic notions behind Kendall because of family relations.
Well, I mean, they were Netherfield in the early days, and my father played for them, and I've always liked going up to that ground. But I fancy them because the one thing you get, one thing is, they did last season, they had to bring in a lot of young players from the local area, and they did that, and it suffered because of the financial situation they had. But they still tried to play football. They played against us, and for long periods of the game against FC United, they were in the game. We came out victorious at the end of it. But he's brought in some quality. He's got some players in there now that have joined the football club, that are young players, good quality players, that perhaps could be playing at a higher level, within the Premier League of our division. So I've got a sneaky feeling that Kendall will do well together with them and the likes of maybe Lancaster, Bamber Bridge. Those are the teams that are going to be difficult teams to
beat.
You've got your Yorkshire teams as well, like Ossett and Wakefield and all those teams. But they're, again, it's a division where, you know, you've got to start off well. Roy's got four very, very tough games at New Mills.
Yes.
And, you know, that is going to be, sometimes you could even say the opening four or five games of a season can determine this year, I believe, certainly the Premier Division because of the four going down.
But certainly Division One,
you've got to set your stall out accordingly. You've got to work, you've got to make sure you get them results. What you do is you win at home and you don't get beat away.
Just before we move on from Division One North, there's another game which we do have to mention. Darlington against Kendall, that I think other than Camel Laird v New Mills highlights how strong Division 1 North is this year, and that's in the space of 2 days.
Well, Darlington 80-83 is, you know, their fans will they're going to be in for not a huge culture shock because they had a division.
Well, the champions of the Northern League,
but it was a league that was in and around where they are.
Yes.
They're now travelling to areas, different areas, beating different people. The great thing is, let's not forget, for 1 minute, just take the football away from it. This is fantastic for football supporters. You know, a team like Darlington coming to your own town, maybe 1,000 fans coming there, you know, spending money in the local community. But the non-league scene is vibrant. It's full of characters. It's wonderful. It's absolutely amazing place to be. And these fans, you know, and Chester have been there, Halifax have been there, Darlington are there now. And there's other clubs that have come and gone. Bradford Park Avenue, an old league team till 1974. We're all now in that era of non-league football. And it's a brilliant place to be. So regardless of just the football, as a side issue, the fans, you know, can have a really good time. Win, lose or draw, they'll support the teams, continue to support the teams, and that's the beauty of what we've got.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And there's a tear. That was missing some kind of Independence Day bed music. Just before we move on to Division 1 South, one word answer again. I'm going to push you. Who's going to win the league and who's going to win the playoffs? I'm going to cut to you last, Roy, obviously.
Yeah, thank you.
James.
Darlington to win it. Playoffs, depends who has a better scat, but I'm going to say New Mills.
There's a dark horse within this.
I'm waiting for this. Let me sit down.
And the dark horse is, and it's Salford City.
Really? Because no. Salford City were a bit of a shambles towards the last season, weren't
Salford they? Salford City, they've changed the entire team round, and what they've brought in is they've brought in Salfordians. And one thing you'll get from Salfordians
is you'll get a grit.
You like this? You're from Salford. Yeah. You'll get a grit, a determination, a pride to wear that badge. They've got Phil Power in there as the joint manager with, and I forget the
Barry Massey.
Yeah, an ex legend, in fact, centre forward legend for the Amis. And I think they are going to be a tough team to beat this year. They are competing in pre-season. They're working hard. Got a new ethic. It'll do one or two things for them. They will be the dark horse, or they'll be relegated. And Salford, one of the two.
But putting my Salford hat on a second, they've always had this thing about Salford perhaps becoming a conference side at some point and investing money and making use of the fact it's quite a decent catchment area of people who can't necessarily afford to go to Old Trafford anymore.
Yeah, well, they've got everything in place now. They need fans to go and watch them. That's what Phil said. But equally, they've got a situation where they've got two players that, let's not forget, both played league football. You know, that's where they come from. League football, with the experience and the quality, and they're bringing the players they brought in. I've just got a sneaky feeling that they're going to be a dark horse in this division this year, just as a caveat. But to win the league, I think Darlington, or I've had already bet with a couple of New Mills fans in pre-season, saying they're saying 10th. I'm saying playoffs for New Mills. And if playoffs it is...
They've got to learn the lessons from last year's playoffs, haven't they, really?
Well, they just don't need them games to catch up on them. And it was a toss of a coin on the day. But I would say New Mills in the playoffs, but Darlington winning the division.
I've not said this word tonight, but dark horses, Mosley and Ramsbottom. They should be up there as well. Mosley went up there for at least the last day of the season when he qualified for the playoffs. Peter Band will be up there. But I've no idea what Paddy Am have got planned yet, seeing me wondering North West Counties. I have not a clue.
There's a flash from the past. Paddy Hume,
yeah. I mean, Mosley, yeah. I mean, they've brought a lot of players from Winsford. And that's my only concern, whether or not those players can step up to the mark. I'm not quite sure. In all fairness, Neville Southall played for them.
Roy, you've been quiet up to this point on this matter of who's going to win the league and playoffs. You can be as biased as you like. It's your right. You've earned it as a manager in this league.
It's like, here's what you could have won. The right hand side, but tell us what you really think.
I've got a canal barge out waiting for you.
Yeah, and I've got a carriage clock here as well as a consolation prize. I'm going to talk about my dark horse.
Okay, here we go.
Dark horses.
And if you want a dark horse, I'm going to say Ramsbottom United as well.
Ramsbottom.
I think I know Jono, and they don't mess about. You know, they prepare quite rightly. Like, and Bernard, his cohorts up there. They've had a settled team last year. They've built on that settled team this year, so they've got a little bit of a foundation there. They could be the dark horse for me. They'll definitely be in the playoffs for me. But as for a winner, I ain't saying.
Because if it is, I'm not sure, right?
If it is in New Mills, then it's a waste of time.
We're going to have a good look at them anyway, aren't we? Because FC United have got them.
Yes.
Ramsbottom.
We're going on the Rammy Rattler again.
Rammy Rattler in the Dukeson Trophy, isn't it?
Yes.
13th of September, somewhere around that region.
That's for September's show, the preview to the Dukeson Cup, which everyone is looking forward to.
Mosley are in the preliminary, so they're not even in the full first round yet. So,
let's move on to Division 1 South, if we can. Division 1 South, obviously we're based up in the northern region of the Evo Stick, so our knowledge is pretty scatty of Division 1 South. But there's some clubs there that stick out by country mile. James, I'll come to you first. We'll ignore Scarborough because they're like the Darlington, aren't they, of this league. You said an interesting one, didn't you? Hales Owen
Town. Last season I thought they underperformed. They're one of the non-league teams that stick out to everyone. You've got your Altrinham's, Marines. Hales Owen Town are one of them. They requested to move to our league for some reason. They got the request and they should have performed. They've got Ben Ainsley, who finished third in our...
Great chef and great sailor.
Great sailor. But yeah, Ben Ainsley is one of them...
Sailing chef!
One of them players with a great rapport. And to be in, is to for him to commit for another season at this level at least before the inevitable happens because I've always been approached by Kidderminster and a few other clubs like that. Halesowen needs to perform this year. They should be up there competing. Obviously, they've got Scarborough in the division this year.
But yeah.
This is the first time now since, obviously, with Kingsland last year as well. They're starting to get the same feel as the North. They've not got the same sort of pool. Granted, most of the teams in the North have got all the Manchester-based clubs, Yorkshire-based. In the South, it's a bit different. You've got localisation, so you've only got a limited pool to pick from, unless players are willing to travel. But yeah, Halesowen, they should be up there this season. If not, they've got to start asking questions.
One team that missed out last year, I think thanks to, let's just test in my knowledge, Kings Lynn winning the league, was Colville, who finished second. Colville, another...
Colville ran them close for the season. It's a strong division. Let's not forget that. It's a very strong division. Colville, you'd fancy again this season. You'd also fancy the likes of perhaps Belper. The team, that have got all the headlines recently have been Market Drayton, because Chimbonda's been there. He initially went there for some fitness and hoping to get another club. But it looks like there was an international, and he went away to train with Spurs, I think, and came back, and he's staying there. That experience of a player who's played in the World Cup, played for Spurs, played for Wigan, played for Blackburn. He's going to be wearing gloves though in August.
Yeah,
because he always. I think to be honest,
he's not going to do well in Bridlington.
In all fairness to him, I think he has a skin condition, and that's where he wears them. I think, in fairness to him, but they're going to be up there. And the Southern Division, they always bring. We talk about Scarborough. Scarborough were played against FC United about 2 weeks ago in a pre-season friendly. They're strong. They're good quality.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes the pressure of being the favourites can actually be detrimental to you, but. I would say Colville, Market Drayton, and the likes are going to be there. You know, there's going to be a strong division next season, and whoever comes up are going to make the division better.
We mentioned Kendall Town in the North. Eastwood are in the South. Eastwood took a hell of a battering last year in the Premier Division. What do you reckon for Eastwood? Because Chasetown's still in this league as well. So,
yeah, I just feel that Eastwood will possibly level out. This year, Eastwood, and they never really go out of existence as regards football in regards to football terms, because they always turn over, a nice little band of players on a regular basis, and invariably they actually bring up central midfield players quite regularly that go back into league football. So they have a little bit of a tradition about them there. We played Colville last year in the FA Trophy. And at the time, I think they were running away with the league at that time, and we put them to bed 5-2. That was no disrespect to them in any way, shape or form. On that particular day, New Mills played excellently, and we scored a couple of, worldies. If I'm talking about possible contenders for their league, if I can read my own writing.
On the back of that beer mat.
Yeah, on the back of this beer mat, yeah.
That's punk football for
that's
you.
That's punk football, yeah.
It's all about punk radio. Football. You won't get your punk radio, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. What I'd say is Colville will be there. I think Chasetown will be in the mix a little bit because they always do things right.
They seem to be, they should be knocking on the door now, surely.
Well, they should be. It's all down to fortune and what have you. At the end of the day, you can prepare as much as you wish to, but hell of a written there, Slump.
That's a Scarborough.
That was Sunderland. Yeah.
So just before we wrap this up with Division 1 South, again, one word for title winners this year, gentlemen, and playoff winners.
Colville?
Yep.
I'm going to say... because it's a wonderful place and they play at Bridlington, which is dear to my heart for other reasons away from football, which over the 12 months may become apparent. I'm going to say
talking about the chip shops. Busy Bee chip shops. I think there's about four.
Now to do with chip shops. All we'll say is hotel and divorce.
Okay.
So Scarborough.
James.
I'm going to say a team we've not mentioned so far because the signings made. Sheffield.
Sheffield.
Sheffield FC.
Everyone likes that.
They've got their own brewery. They deserve to be up.
They made their own rules as well. They did. They're still going strong.
And they sold it for about £1.5 million.
There's a fixture coming up which I think is going to be of interest in Division 1 South, which is on the 20th next week, which is Colville against Belper Town. That's the teams who finished second and third last season. So that's going to be quite an interesting one. As regards to the Premier Division, there's I've marked out three fixtures which are probably stand out in the next few weeks. SC United against Fylde, obviously on Tuesday the 20th, is a big game. AFC Fylde against Chorley on Monday the 26th, and on Saturday the 31st, Witton against Kingsley. I put that there based upon the fact that you're all...
I think you're dead right. I think three huge games, all the title contenders in there, all the bookies' favourites, and it'll set a precedent to see where these teams have got to and how they're competing against each other. And I think it should be a very, very interesting early part of the season. Let's not forget, though, there's three or four games within the opening 7 days. And, you know, that really is going to put teams, not under the cosh, but certainly they're going to have to utilise their squads, because 7 days, four games is going to be tough for anyone. I'm looking forward to it. It should be interesting.
A bit of a frantic opening to the league, this year, isn't it?
Ben, anybody who's fed up with professional football,
get yourself down.
You've got some fixtures there that will promote non-league football no end. You know, with excitement, you've got some great players there that could easily step up into the lower reaches of professional football. You know, they're well prepared, and they'd come down and have a hell of an entertaining
evening.
They're all
teams that actually, if you look at it on paper, and you do, and you know, you look at it that way, you know, these have all got the potential to become league teams. You know, let's not forget.
We're saying Charlie SC, that could have easily been a conference game, really.
The difference between the conference and League Two is full time.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, training. In fact, to be honest, most teams in the conference now are full time. So let's be honest, there's very little. You could even call it League Three, the conference. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But even in the lower echelons, and when I say that's not a derogatory term, great games to go and watch. You know, that's what local football's about. That's what non-league football's about, is going and watching this kind of game. You know, it's nothing better. Football at this level is absolutely brilliant.
And James, from the NPL group, last word from you.
Let's not forget the FA Cup winners last season. They have an ex-NPL side.
Yes,
well, there we go.
1974, they were playing. Northern Premier Division, you know, and that's true. You know, Wigan Athletic, NPL team. There's many teams that have come and gone from the Football League. You look at the founding members of the Football League, they're in North West counties now.
Oh, I thought you meant Sheffield.
Well, they were a founding member of the Football League.
Oh, wait, Nelson, Cone.
All these teams, you know,
not Paddyham, Clitheroe.
But none of the teams that you may have mentioned may well have been. But I'm talking about this. The game is steeped in non-league history.
Yes.
You know, and people don't realise that. They think it's all about the Premiership, League One, League Two. It's not. It's about football, and football in general is thriving at the lower echelons, and the quality of football is honest. You know, imagine we're talking to the convert, preaching
to
the
converted, aren't we? You're ranting now. First off, you're naming all the league in your predictions, and now you're ranting.
I'm not ranting anything.
I'm cutting you off. Right.
Is that we are?
Yes.
Right.
So, this has been the first ever version of the NPL show in this format, live from the Magnet Inn in Stockport. We recorded this on Wednesday the 14th. It's now 9 o'clock at night, and it's the time that some of us went to bed, or at least went to the bar. Remember, you can stay in touch.
Going to the bar all the way through, mate.
Yeah, Ben, can you remember your way there?
That's right.
Is that a GPS here for you?
Remember, we're just pretending to be experts. You're the experts at home.
And isn't it?
And you can stay in touch with the comings and goings of the MPL by having a look at the MPL group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter. That's @the MPL group.
We'll have. If you want to speak to the MPL group, some of us will be at the Soxbury's game on Friday night. So,
the first game of the season.
You know what? I might even, looking to my right hand side, to my lovely fiance, might have a trip out on down the old Woodhouse Pass.
That's a one away.
Woodhouse Pass as well.
Yeah, that's easy to say.
So my thanks to Swampy from FCUM Radio,
thank you very much.
From the Malta League and from New Mills.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, you're welcome. And my thanks to James from the MPL Facebook group. We'll be back
Big thank you to you, Ben, as well, because, you know, I've got to say, oh.
Stop it.
Marvellous.
Thanks.
Someone's got to take me over, so.
So we'll be back in the middle of September to give you a preview of what's happened so far. Or to give you a view of what's happened so far, I should say.
There's going to be a lot to talk about, isn't
there? Yeah, and the Dudeson, which is coming up at the end of September as well.
13th of September, or the 10th, 11th, and the 13th, I think.
You're ruining my wrap up.
The 11th and the 13th, I think, the two games. I think some games Mondays, some games Wednesdays, Tuesdays.
And we've got Clitheroe again.
We've got Monday.
The important thing is to acknowledge our thanks to the three guests here in the Magnet Inn. The host, the Magnet Inn, for hosting us kindly. Fine establishment, isn't it, Swampy, on Wellington Road?
Wellington Road, yes.
In Stockport.
Heaton Norwich, just before you get into the into Stockport Town Centre. A fine, real ale house, 14 cask ales, and they are the sponsor of this dear radio show of ours.
Sponsor, tick, done. And our thanks to Hard Luck Child for providing us with the music. That is the end of the show. We'll see you in mid-September. Bye, everyone.
Cheers. Take care, good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for downloading this NPL show podcast. For more information on the Evo Stick League, including upcoming fixtures, league tables, club news and video highlights, please visit the website www.evostickleague.pichero.com.